brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Accelerating to attack speed. This is the Info War. The flak's getting darker and more intense in front of us as every major magazine and newspaper attacks the 9/11 truth movement, and myself in many cases by name. Huge BBC attack piece coming out Sunday. They've declared to me it's an attack piece. I say good. It means I'm engaging their capital ships. I'm engaging their main fraud centers, their main power plants. Intensify the attack. We're winning. The Republic is rising out of the ashes. Let's go back to your calls. Then Jason Burmis joins us of Loose Change fame with some key issues. Let's go ahead. I'm always like it when they call up and say, hey, we want to come on and talk about this. Like, you got an open place here on the floor anytime you want on. Let's go ahead and take a call. Steve in, where are you calling from, Steve?
Canada.
The beautiful North. What's up?
Good to speak with you, Alex. I just had a comment about the release and FOIA request for the North American Forum.
Yes.
September of last year in Banff, Alberta. Going through some of the documents that were released, I think there's about six documents that you could get from the Judicial Watch website.
And yeah, I noticed they had more up there, and now some aren't there. And I need to get Larry Klayman on, too, the former founder. He's been talking about, quote, the destruction of Judicial Watch, but go ahead.
Wow, yeah. There's one document in particular that I just, there's one part of it that caught my attention, and this is titled The Vision of North America, Issues and Proposals for Discussion.
Well, stop there. I'll give you all the time you need. We need to preface this. In September of last year, they had this North American summit. They had the heads of the governments, all these corporate chiefs. The first agenda is keeping everything secret, how to get a North American union through. And there was a FOIA request. A lot of it got released. Some of it didn't from the Justice Department. Now go ahead.
And this one document in particular by our friend Robert Pastor had offered this. There's a section in here that talks about the development gap. And quoting from this document, it says, as long as U.S. and Canadian per capita incomes are 6 to 10 times larger than Mexico's, the prospect of having a genuine partnership remains remote. Narrowing the gap in income may be the single most important issue on the North American agenda.
And that means lower our income.
Exactly. That's what I'm speculating, and it's I think it's pretty.
Well, that's the stated globalist plan, is to lower the West income.
So we got this guy Robert Pastures coming into our country, and he's talking about how do we lower the incomes of the middle class in North America.
And who's he? Well, he's a CFR board chairman, and he's writing up the policy for our governments.
Well, I don't want this guy around anymore. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Why not let him rule you?
Exactly.
What's wrong with having a ruler?
Unbelievable. No accountability. That's my issue. What happened to government?
Did you read the parts in there where they talk about how they've got to keep it secret from the public? I mean, this is secret conspiring.
And you hear him smirking when Lou Dobbs was interviewing him a couple of days ago? Lou, don't you go to conferences?
Don't you go to secret conferences?
That burns my backside when I see stuff like that. Anyway, that's all I wanted to bring up on that issue. Just quickly, have you noticed the 9/11 truth movement appears to be reaching a tipping point?
My tipping point.
We have the latest article that came out in the This Is London, co.uk, which was picked up, I think, by few mainstream sources in the UK.
Oh yeah, no. The Mail on Sunday wrote a lavish article, basically saying 9/11's an inside job, worshiping Loose Change Second Edition. I mean, it's the most positive mainstream article I've ever seen. And I mean, we got 84% of the public thinking they're being lied to. We've won the hearts and minds. You've got a few delusional people out there that still don't get it. And no, I agree. We have reached a flashpoint. We've hit the Fahrenheit point at which the truth movement just explodes. And they overplayed their hand, my friend. The globalists went too far. And it's a beautiful thing to watch.
It's
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were chronicles of the lies that took us to war in Iraq. A White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Found us. Strange days have tracked us down. They're going to destroy. Welcome back. All right, I know we got Patrick and many others holding toll free number to join us. 1-800-259-9231. And Jason Burmis joins us. I usually have to drag them on the show because they're so busy, but I'm always excited when they want to come on. Jason Burmis, Corey Rowe, of course, the one and only, the indomitable Dylan Avery. Ah, yes, their great construction, has their great work of love has caused great problems for the New World Order. But we're not talking about 9/11 inside job right now, though when we go to your calls, you can talk about any issue you wish under the sun, and Jason will be with us for the next 51 minutes that we have left in transmission time here on this Tuesday edition, the 13th day of February 2007. Their website is loosechange.com. 911.com. My websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com. And, yes, I did see this story a few days ago, and I did mention it on the Sunday radio show and never had time to get to it. It was syndicated shows, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, now on Genesis in association with MS Communications. They're putting on a lot of their big juggernaut 50,000-watt AM stations. And sure enough, two weeks ago, I mentioned on air, I said, yes, we've got a new affiliate in Norfolk covering at least four states. It's 50,000 watts. It's a Clear Channel station. And I got a bunch of emails saying, you traitor, you're on Clear Channel. When I announced that, I was clear. Clear Channel takes its name, now Carlyle Group owned, Clear Channel takes its name from Clear Channel stations. A Clear Channel is a day and night, full power, highest power licensed. I know program directors out there are laughing because they all know this. It is the holy grail of AM radio. It's a clear channel. WOAI, KFI, KOA, WABC. It's 50,000 watts day and night. And at night you can hear them on other continents. But I announced I'm on a clear channel AM owned by Emmis. And now absolute proof I'm on clear channel communications. No. And I hate to spend time on this type of issue. I'd love to be on Clear Channel station. So they came to me and said, say whatever you want, do whatever you want. We'll put you on Clear Channel. Fine. Reach the people. That hasn't happened, isn't going to happen. But the point is that, no, I'm digressing. We're getting a lot of new affiliates. I don't know how I got off into all that. But with the new media, there's a whole cocktail of ways they're trying to shut down and restrict the web. And I'm going to try to calmly go through those with you today. But I want to get Jason Burmes's take on this. Here's a headline. This is IT News. Online TV pushing the point. Self-made movies, YouTube clips, evil 9/11 videos have got the web to its breaking point, with more than half the traffic or half the bandwidth used on the web being video. I told you 6 years ago what the plan was with this, and it isn't because I have a crystal ball. Internet 2 announced what the plan was. This is all staged. But to give us his take on it is, I can't say I have a favorite, but if I did, he's my favorite of the trio up there, Jason Burmes. Jason, always good to have you with us, and he is the main host on the Louder Than Words radio program on Saturday here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Jason, good to have you on with me today, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. And when I read this, I caught this yesterday morning, right before Corey and Dylan and I were actually going to the State University of New York in Oneonta to speak in front of a Media 100 class about the new media. And what really upset me is it really attacked all the ways that we've been able to reach the people. I mean, as soon as Google buys YouTube, the other outlet for people like John Connor, yourself, ourself, to get this information out to people, they're saying, oh, well, the bandwidth is bad. And then they actually had the nerve to cite our movie, saying, oh, they've been connected to 100 million hits, you know, we're never going to be able to create this bandwidth, and to use Patriot videos in order to restrict the Internet is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I mean, the ADL and the European Union have openly said 9/11 films. And
yeah,
in this BBC
and
documentary
wild.
That I've been able to get snippets of from the producers, they talk about how I'm the evil leader, that's to air Sunday, and how we are taking over and we're a cancer. Basically, it's the old order who's claiming they're the New World Order, trying to destroy and attempt to defeat them. I mean, what do we expect? But, yeah, go over this.
Well, the thing is that we've used these tools like MySpace, YouTube, Google Video, in order to get noticed to have to be, you know, interviewed by Time Magazine, USA Today, to be on CNN, to be on
You hit the cultural zeitgeist square in the middle.
Exactly, and it forces them to cover us. So now they want to restrict our means. And I stated this in front of the class. I'm saying, look at the power of the media. You know, they're covering us now basically because YouTube is such a phenomenon.
They have to. By the way, where does this 100 million view? Because, you know, you guys 5 months ago were still saying 30 million. I said, no, it's got to be way more than that because they knocked out all your numbers like they did me repeatedly. You know, so Google, I've got 7 million. I mean, what, you guys 50, 60? Is it 100 million?
Who knows?
Or is that 100? We know, though. It's got to be now 50 million on Google. I would say 100 million is conservative.
It might be. I mean, we're number 12 today. Or no, we were number 12 yesterday. We're number 16 today. So we've been up there for almost a year now. in the top 100 all the time and in several different versions. I mean, the French version and the European version, especially with all the Guardian coverage as of late, is huge. And more people in Europe
well,
and London are...
Yeah, I mean, your third stage left the galaxy a long time ago. So they are panicking, but continue.
Well, I just want to point out, I mean, even The View, Rosie O'Donnell, had to take note on John Connor's work, and his guerrilla tactics are successful because he's able to reach thousands of people a day right after he does something.
And he's well-spoken, and he's 6'4" and handsome. Always helps.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt, Alex.
Those women were swooning over Genesis talk show host John Connor.
And I love it because, you know, it shows that, you know, Genesis Communications is really at the forefront. I feel like we're forming like Voltron, Alex, you know, to take this thing on piece by piece.
That Japanimation, he combines his different pieces.
Yeah, basically many parts form the whole.
What part of the body am I?
I think you are the head, Alex. You are the pioneer of all this. I mean,
the head of Voltron. Okay.
Well, you have to be the head. I mean, before there was YouTube, before there was Google Video, there was Prison Planet and InfoWars, and you were the first person to start embedding, you know, real player videos and then Windows Media videos, and now we are able to, you know, reach massive amounts of people, you know, using YouTube and Google Video as a tool. And for them to start saying, well, maybe we have to restrict that, and we're going to have to start charging for that.
Voltron.
Yeah, and people can catch me on, you know, Saturday mornings, 10 to 12. Me and Dylan do a weekly wrap-up show where we try to go over, you know, the week's events, you know, as much activism as we do. We actually were down in Albany this week where there's a 9/11 truth group that is actually funded by the college, and the assistant dean said that they were the actual example of what student activist groups should be. So now, you know, 9/11 Truth is getting funded by state universities. I mean, it's so encouraging, and it shows what you can do on a grassroots level. And again, the youth are stepping up, and that's why I think there really is this push, you know, to restrict the online videos.
Well, I don't like being the head of Voltron because the enemy will shoot its laser beams at me. You're the head. He's the head. Get him. Destroy Voltron.
Well, regardless of what part of the body they knock off, there's a bunch of us, and we can just go our separate ways and do our own things. And that's, again, why we're successful. I mean, again, John Connor, not everybody is going to agree with everything he has to say. I don't. You know, I'm a good friend of John. I call him all the time. We talk.
But it is the lone wolf pack strategy. There's too many of us. They can't stop us.
Exactly. And then you have, you know, people like Webster Tarpley, who you had on yesterday, that continues to do radio programs, report on these, you know, false flag operations, the war games that are continuing to take place throughout the country. People should really be hip to that. I mean, they continue to drill, putting us into camps. They continue to drill bioterror warfare exercises. It's all over the TV. We really need to continue to be aware, and we need to expand our audience. And that's what's great about this, is you can give a link to anybody. You can give a link to Alex's show to anybody, and they can pick it up, and it's on the Internet. You can listen to
you listeners are part of Voltron.
That's right. Without the listeners and the info warriors, we wouldn't have people, you know, confronting Jesse Jackson.
Hey, most people, though, haven't watched Japanese TV from 20 years ago, so they think we're totally nuts. It's a joke, folks. It's an analogy. But explain what Voltron is.
Basically, Voltron was this robot which was formed by different members of Voltron that were different parts of the robot, and at the end, they would form into one mega robot to defeat evil.
Yeah, and weren't they like lions or something?
It was some kind of a lion thing, but not really. You know, it's one of those crazy.
No, I mean, the subparts were, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, they were animals, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And then they have that lion head that the robot face comes out of. Kind of like Transformers, but not really.
I have to admit, 25 years ago, I watched Voltron. I'd forgotten about Voltron. And he had that big sword.
Absolutely, the huge sword.
He'd cut those big goblins in half.
He was a good guy, Alex, and we're trying to do good on this planet.
Hey, let's give folks some info, specifically on the article attacking the evil 9/11 truth movement for taking over the web.
Sure.
They're now spamming in the name. Private companies are spamming a 9/11 truth's name, selling Viagra. I mean, that's how big it's gotten. And we'll break it down. We'll talk about what their basic plan is. Here's some Jimmy Vaughn, my good friend. We'll be right back. Thank you.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Mobilize the population. We can take down the New World Order. We first have to believe in ourselves with God's help and then put the idea into action. Your calls are coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Jason Burmis, part of the trio that produced Loose Change Second Edition, joins us. He is a Genesis host, and we are honored to have him here with us today. Just some background. About 5-6 years ago, I learned about Internet 2. I was sent an email. And the headline was in the, I believe, the Guardian, even back then, and it was in several other tech publications, "The Internet is Dead." And that's a mantra. You type that in, you'll probably find 15, 20 articles that are written at Internet 2 meetings here in Austin, London, Chicago, Berlin, Tokyo. They've had them everywhere. And they have them every year, and it's now over 50 universities and another 50 major corporations. And let me just explain it in layman's terms. There'll only be 100 or so websites. The old Internet will be shut down. You won't be able to get to anything on it. You think I'm joking, folks. And just like when you sign on to MySpace, you sign a contract saying you don't own your own work. They can shut you down whenever they want. They can censor you with keyword data. They stated that you will have to have a subdomain, say universityoftexas.infowars.org or .edu. And they said that, well, the Internet's going to die because there'll be all this video on it. This is 5-6 years ago. This is about 6 now. It was in 2000. It's almost 7. And they said, and I've been talking about it every month since then. So you, most of you know about this, but for new listeners, there's a lot of you every day. Basically, it's like this. You've got existing highways, similar to the toll roads, on the Internet. And they're not going to upkeep those. They're not going to upgrade their hubs, 40-something hubs here in the U.S. alone. They're going to let that fail. And they're going to let corporations, to speed it up, have peer-to-peer wards, like 2 years ago, Cogent and Level 3, two big backbone companies in the U.S. had a fight, and over a third of the web, including my website, Infowars.com, for about 3 weeks was inaccessible. It was up, but you could, and they were fighting with each other, saying they wouldn't accept each other's traffic over their backbones. And so the EU, ICANN, all of them have said, they're going to just let that degenerate. Companies, that they tried to get a law passed last year, over $150 million, the Associated Press reported, was spent by the telecommunications lobbying to allow them to shut off basically the entire web. Unless it was a telecommunications giant and you had an agreement with them to be accessible, and you'd have to make agreements with over 100 institutions. So unless you had lawyers and hundreds of tech people, you can forget it. You're not going to be accessible. That's what Internet 2 is. Jason Burmes will elaborate more later, but before we end this segment, comment on that, because in this huge global article, an online TV pushing the web to breaking point, IT News, which a lot of ITs read, it attacks 9/11 videos and says Loose Change has over 100 million views, been up for a couple of years, Terrorstorm already 7 million, we've had Google deleting our numbers to keep us out of the top 100, they admit that. They are openly, I guess they can't control themselves, admitting what this is really about. Then we have governments and institutions saying, and Newt Gingrich saying, we shouldn't be allowed, and naming us in some cases, to put our, quote, lies out there. So they admit we're kicking their butt on the field, so now they want to cheat and basically say that we can't even be on the field. Jason?
Well, yeah, I think there's a few different prongs to this article. I mean, first of all, it's the head of technology, TV technology at Google that's calling this out, and it's right after their purchase of the only other game in town in the public's mind, YouTube.
Because they're going to be available making the agreements, and everybody else won't.
Exactly. So they're kind of pushing themselves as the only guys around anyway now.
And they have a conflict of interest. They have a conflict of interest to even be saying that.
Exactly. Absolutely. And then they say, well, you know, our viewers are going to need better content, so we're going to have to find a whole new way. And it's also a way to get people into a new control grid. And if you want to watch a video, if you want to watch online video, you're going to have a credit card or a bank account, and it's going to be immediate, basically, of, you know, you purchasing them, and it gets you into that other grid. And again,
now, let's be clear. They're going to make you pay to get access to free videos. They're saying they want to. The government is saying this. And then they put out this fraud that, well, everybody's streaming their stuff for free. No, you pay with your Internet connection. Any company that's streaming it is paying for it with advertising. This has been a boon to telecommunications.
Exactly. And I just want to point out they're not the only game in town. DivX has a great site, stage6.divx.com, where you can put up high-quality DVD video for free.
Stay there. Let's plug alternative places and hit some of the other facets, Jason Burmes. Give you a chance to run with this and give us your view on it. But that's only part of the equation. Then there's the hate crimes laws. Then there's making bloggers register as lobbyists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It is addictive at your most primitive base level to fight corruption and stand up for the weak. It's better than anything on this planet. It's better than all the pleasures of the flesh. Being a good guy is fun. It's a lot of hard work. We're talking to a good guy right now, Jason Burmes. Your calls, Patrick, Maggie, Bo, Steve, and many others, coming up here in just a few minutes. Remember, they spent $150 million in the last legislative session of Congress to openly end net neutrality. And if one backbone of the 40-plus in the U.S. goes down, it shuts down large portions of the web. Two backbones fighting in 2005 shut down over a third of the web, over 36%. Just type in level 3 in Cogent fight, and it'll come up for you. And a third plus of our listeners could not find InfoWars. Hundreds of calls a day. You're down. And I said, no, go get another internet provider and see if we're up. Oh, yeah, we're up. But on top of that, they want to make anyone who gets more than 500 hits, and a hit isn't a visitor. That'd be maybe 100 or so visitors a year. A hit is just basically anything that's downloaded off your site, any images, anything. So one person going to your site might be 10, 15 hits. You'd have to register under federal law as a lobbyist and pay all the fines, pay to sign up for it. People can't afford that. They can't do it. And so they're trying all this. So the recording industry, everybody else, Google, YouTube, they're getting together, trying to frustrate and saying they're going to shut down the old internet, the old conduits, block those off and make you go to internet too. And that's exactly what Google's coming out and saying. And they're blaming. They blame. They say all this download of video is going to cause this, and it's these 9/11 truthers. They're the main ones. And, folks, out of all the videos, 9/11 truth is a fraction. But they let us know their game. They say too much. They protest too much and show us one of the main things that's irritating them. But I tell you, Jason Burmans, I think it's too late for them because people have a hunger for the alternative now. They've tasted the truth. And once someone knows the truth's out there and you try to make it forbidden, I almost invite it because I think it's going to blow up in their face. I don't think these old men realize that they've lost their monopoly of power. Jason Burmans?
That the youth especially are going to fight this once they realize the restrictions placed on them on the Internet. And I think that's why it's important now to, you know, combat Google and Google Video and YouTube and use alternative sites like iFilm.com. You can post videos. And like I said, State6.divx.com, you can put up DVD-quality videos. So maybe we should just go to them and give them our business, because I'm sure they'll take the advertisers' money just like anybody else would. The key is never to fall into, you know, one word of advice or one company or one way of doing things. And when you, you know, submit that, then they can do whatever they want, and they truly have monopolized the situation. So, you know, they can try and do this, but, you know, as soon as there's bills or, you know, they're saying, well, you can only have this much and this much, a lot of people are going to get upset and find a different service.
Everyone should diversify. That's important. What other attack patterns do you see?
What other attack patterns? Well, I definitely see an increase in the chatter on these online posted mainstream articles. I mean, before they shut it down, the one calling us a virus, you know, Loose Change is a conspiracy virus that's hit the world, and, you know, it's ruining everything. There were 476 printable pages in less than 6 days. So that means that there was basically a novel written about the subject back and forth. I think that's great, you know, that debate is out there. But like you said, you know there are those mockingbirds out there, CENTCOM, posting up all this nonsense, you know, this limited left hangout stuff. So, I mean, you know, when you see people like Chomsky on television saying, you know, it doesn't even matter if it's an inside job, you really have to turn your head and say, how can you even say that? I mean, our entire foreign and domestic policy is based on the government's version of 9/11, and it continues to be. And they continue to, you know, produce all this fear. I mean, I thought it was really funny when Boston had those Aqua Teen Hunger Force ads, and it was all over Fox News and NBC and MSNBC and CNN, and every single one was fear-mongering. And then as soon as they went to the press conference, and they confronted them on it and said, you know, Turner Networks is trying to apologize and saying that they were ads, The guy couldn't even own up to it, and he said, well, we're investigating that angle. And it wasn't until hours later that they really picked up on that story.
They take the land of the free and the home of the brave and turn police into creatures who are terrified of a glow light creature.
Absolutely. And, you know, a great example of that is we were down in New York City this weekend. You know, Luke from 9/11 Truth was down there in front of Ground Zero like he is every week. And we were watching some of the video of these guys just harassing, you know, them for having a sign with cardboard in it. I mean, Luke has looked into the regulations. He knows you can't have wood holding up a sign, and I think you can't have metal. So he hollowed out a couple pieces of cardboard, and still an officer in full SWAT team, bomb gear, full Kevlar, semi-automatic machine gun by his side, comes over to him and says he can't have that in there. If he wants to hold that sign, he's got to take those tubes out. They could be used as a weapon. I mean, it's ludicrous.
While the state is standing there with Heckler and Koch 9mm machine guns.
I mean, if you just take a look how militarized New York City has really become, and it's at Wall Street, it's in Lower Manhattan at times, it's definitely a ground
zero. Did you see the report of how they went from 900,000-something random stops and frisks to over 500,000?
Well, that's what happens when you give people power, Alex. I mean, if you give people the power to search you, or you're not going to get, you know, on the subway, for instance, as we know they've done in the past and continue to do, you know, people are going to submit. And if you give these people that power, they're going to do it. And you know the thing.
Sure.
Yeah, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So the more power these people have, the more, you know, search and seizure, independent of the Fourth Amendment, we're going to see.
We know what's going to happen, and we know what's already happened. They've attempted to intimidate us. They've attempted to pull out all the stops. It's not working. We know they're the terrorist. We know who's behind 9/11. Where do you see this going in the future?
Well, I honestly think that we're going to have a big showing at the primaries right now. That's probably my next main goal, is to have a huge showing of 9/11 truth at the first primary, whether it be New Hampshire or California, if they're able to pass that, although I don't see them doing it. And if we can get a few thousand people out to that state in black T-shirts again and really infiltrate the booths and make sure, you know, local and national media see us, you know, I want that out there again. I want, you know, more than just Kucinich being confronted about 9/11 truth.
Let's go to some phone calls. Let's talk to Patrick in Florida. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I was calling, you were talking about Bank of America earlier.
Yeah, how the illegal aliens don't have to show ID to get bank accounts. Back in the mainstream news today, but citizens are treated like slaves.
Yeah, I'm a college student. I go to USF, and I had to file the FAFSA form to get a loan to pay for my school. My first loan application was messed up. It said my income was $85,000, and they gave me a $1,300 unsubsidized loan. I go back and fix it. My income is now $1,000, what it really is. And they come back and they give me the same loan. And I see the banks, they're just trying to dump money into illegals' hands. And I'm a college student, and they're just, well, the government says this is how much money you're allowed to borrow, so you're not allowed to borrow anything else. And it's a Bank of America.
It's social engineering. The illegal aliens are already where the New World Order wants them, totally poor, destitute, so they're more than happy to loan to them. They don't want you getting into the middle class.
Oh, yeah. No, it's almost impossible. The only way out of middle class is to go through college. But if you do that, everyone who comes out is in debt. They all have these crazy interest rates, and they're just going to become working for the people that we're trying to fight here. And, like, the superhighway they're going to put in, like, that's really going to help immigration. The border is a joke. You put a highway in, and just let. You think we're going to stop them from coming in?
Jason Burmes, how legitimate is the war on terror and domestic checkpoints with the U.S. Army in New York, while our borders are wide open and illegal aliens don't have to show ID to get housing loans?
It has zero legitimacy. The fact that our borders aren't the main issue, you know, if this terror threat was truly real, is laughable. I mean, how easy would it be for, you know, one of these Al Qaeda or Al CIA to entities to go to South America, Mexico, and come up through the border? Very easy. And, you know, that's just one of the running jokes of, you know, this whole war on terror. And you really do see the illegals. I mean, even in upstate New York where I am now, you know, at a Denny's where college kids used to work, you know, you have illegals. It's that, you know, blatant. They don't even speak English. And I think that's a real problem. I mean, they're obviously trying to devastate the middle class. Lou Dobbs has really stepped up to the plate in the last year or so and called these guys out on it. I just hope, you know, more people in the mainstream media follow.
I agree. Anything else, Patrick?
No, that's about it. It's just a war on the middle class. And, I mean, my parents, they are so brainwashed. My mom, her family came here from Cuba to get rid of communism and oppression. And she sees everything we're doing, all these surveillance cameras on every street corner, being such a great thing to keep us safe. I want the freedom to get injured. I want the freedom to get killed. I don't need a camera looking at me. I don't need Big Mother making sure I don't scrape my knee on the corner. I just want.
Yeah, they think tyranny is freedom. Thanks for the call. Maggie in Texas, you're on the air with Jason Burmes. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex and Jason. A little off the subject, but I've just learned that National reality show Extreme Makeover about the autistic family that's getting a house is going to be aired this coming Sunday over ABC. That's February 18th at 7 p.m. So that certainly will take the story national. Now, at the time I called you about a month ago to tell you about this, you said to send you some information, which I did. I sent some attachments and some web links to Kevin's email address. But I've found more since, including an article that appeared in 2004, in which the mother of that family actually admits that the two youngest kids were damaged by their vaccinations. I had never seen that before.
Yeah, what happens is, on average, almost every family I talk to, but it's also in the medical research, when they get the third round of shots at a year and a half, at 18 months, the child has a convulsion in the hospital, at the clinic, in the car, or that night, and baby's gone. Baby's not bouncing a ball. Baby's not having fun. Baby's not running around underneath the sprinklers in the summer. Baby is worshiping the New World Order. And they do that by their brains frying. That's how you love the government. And I have it right here out of USA Today over the weekend. Autism estimates increase sharply. Findings could fuel debate over causes. The number of children who have an autism disorder, as many as one in every 150, is significantly higher than previously thought, according to a new federal report being billed as the most complete assessment to date. I have another one here out of the French news agency, AAP. A flu vaccine went horribly wrong for a public servant who developed a potentially fatal condition, a Senate estimates committee heard today. And how many troops have I interviewed? How many fathers and mothers whose son takes the anthrax shot and dies of an autoimmune disease? The live cancer virus that the Texas governor claims everyone has to take by law is causing accelerated autoimmune death and illnesses, bleeding out, seizures. Jason Berman's comments?
Well, actually, my brother works in a home with autistic adults and has for quite some time, so I have kind of like an inside view. And you can just see by, you know, hanging out with these people, they were normal people. They don't have Down syndrome. You know, something happened along the way.
Yeah, now we have adult onset of it because of the mercury buildup, and mercury attacks the cerebral cortex.
Absolutely, and these were kids that were normal up until, you know, 4, 5, 7, 8, depending, and all of a sudden something goes wrong, and they're just so docile and slow. And, you know, to say that it's not, you know, the vaccination.
Well, let's be clear. I'm 33 years old now. I'm 33. When I was in school, you might see one autistic person. Now they have whole rooms at every school filled with these poor children. You go on the hike and bike trail, you go to the mall, they're everywhere. I mean, and it's not over-reporting, folks. I mean the extremely autistic children. Jason?
Yeah, it's not over-reporting. There's no shortage of homes for my brother to work in, and you know, he works all over the upstate New York area, you know, in home settings.
It'll get down to 1 in 3. That's how they want us.
I mean, reporting less than 150. I mean, how much crazier does it have to get when it was, you know, 1 in thousands, you know, in the 40s?
In fact, that's it. I play it every few months. Get the Mercury's Good For You clip, please.
It's a great clip, isn't it? They tell you how nutritious it is, and it's going to, you know, up your IQ level. It's absolutely ridiculous. Thimerosal is poison, folks.
No, you're one of them conspiracy theorists.
I must be.
Thank you so much for the call, Maggie. We'll go to Bo and Steve in a minute, but right now, here is CBS Local, but this wasn't Newsfeed. That's where CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan gives them the images, and every major CBS affiliate in the country then reads the teleprompter to these images to give it a local look and feel. So this was federally produced at the national level. Here they are saying it's good for you.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheila Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
All right. Now, let's be clear. There is no law you have to take these shots, but Rick Perry says there is with the new one. And then I have good friends here in town who have some other good friends. These are even well-to-do people. And I always make that point because imagine how bad it is for the poor who can't defend themselves. They went to a Seton clinic to have their baby. They said, we're going to give you all these shots. They said no. And the nurse said, I'm calling CPS. It's the law. We're going to take your child. We had to call down there. We had to tell them the media was coming. And then they suddenly, CPS came but said, you're right. There's no law. We're leaving. But basically, we're going to watch you now. Jason, does that sound like a free society where they terrorize people to inject them with mercury? Oh, and by the way, they haven't taken it out. They've increased the mercury. Jason?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a free society at all. It sounds like, you know, a fear-mongering society where it's do so or else, and there doesn't have to be any basis in law or fact, you know, to try to to pass this thing. And, you know, with the HPV vaccine that I've heard you talk about, I mean, it's big up here. I live in a college town, so, that, you know, they have all these girls scared to death of HPV.
Though it only killed only 9,000 people, 9,710 got it in 2005, and a fraction of it died. But then they get on the news and say the number one cancer for women. Total lie. It's not even on the first 20.
And that's what I hear. It's like, I don't want ovarian cancer later in my life, and I just have to snicker for a moment. I try to give them the information, and hopefully they look into it. But, I mean, again, just look at the autism and, you know, the other things they've actually admitted. I mean, Australia admitted to putting SV40, which is simian virus 40, you know, which is a cancer virus, into their vaccinations. Thimerosal is poison. I mean, you grow up as a kid knowing that if the thermometer breaks and don't go near the mercury, it's poison, it's bad for you. I mean, the way that they actually try to pass it off as something that's going to help.
And then the people don't want fluoride and stop brushing their teeth with it, so now they're going to spray it on all the crops and meat.
Oh, God.
You need your fluoride, Jason Burmes. Then you'll believe Building 7 fell because of small fires. Then you'll believe they found WMDs. Then you'll be a brain-damaged servant. Final segment. Steve, stay with us. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
While you were sleeping,
they came and took it all away.
They came and took it all away.
They repackaged tyranny as liberty. And the people are standing up, and the crooks in the system need to know we're aware that they did it all. Help us. Go get the links to Terror Storm. It's on Google Video for free. Get it out to everybody. Loose Change, second edition. America, freedom to fascism, aggressively, get it out to everybody. Don't stop and know it's hurting them. Know that it's going to bring the criminals to justice. And go to InfoWars.com and get the DVDs. Support us. We can continue our operations against the New World Order. InfoWars.com. Purchase the DVDs today. My guest is Jason Berman's final segment. Let's go to Steve in Florida. Steve, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me fine?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having Jason on. A couple months back, I had a debate over the telephone with Vic Elias, and he runs a crosstalk radio show out of VCY America. He's at Vic at VCYAmerica.org. I sent him Why Did the Trade Center's Skyscrapers Collapse by Dr. Morgan Reynolds, Ph.D., and he refused to believe anything on it. I talked to him about 9 minutes before he hung up on me, went through all the cogent facts. I was a welder by trade and also in the military. And he speaks of many issues that you do, but he refuses to acknowledge the facts of controlled demolitions and other facts surrounding 911. I wish one of your audience, or more than one, would email him at vic at vcyamerica.org and convince him to watch Loose Change, because he won't even take my calls anymore.
I think you should watch Terror Storm, too. I don't think they can handle. They're so afraid that they won't even look at it. And people that are like that, I mean, it's good to target somebody who's got a radio show because he reaches people, because then that'll reach thousands or millions. But at a certain point, you got to move on, my friend. It's good to hear from you, by the way, Steve. You haven't called in about a year.
It was a few months back. I don't want to waste your time. I usually just call when I've got something important, but it's very frustrating. The guy's got over 100 radio stations, and he's not a Limbaugh or a Hannity. They do discuss a lot of things that you discuss, but it's sad that he refuses to touch this issue. But perhaps somebody could email him at vic at vcyamerica.org and convince him the factual nature of Loose Change.
All right, it's an important film. We need to get all the films out to everybody. Let's talk to Alan in Ohio. Alan, go ahead.
Yes, I was just calling. I've got a question real quick. There were a couple of things I came across in doing some research that I thought you guys would be the perfect two people to ask about. I did find that there was a possible, I ran the name Lemenser and Bush together and came across something about the Nixon White House, where Lemenser had been brought back in to help clean up the Nixon White House before all the impeachment.
You're talking about L.L. Lemenser, the guy that planned the stage terror attacks. It's admitted, even on Frontline,
yeah,
that Nixon wanted to stage terror attacks at a national convention to get martial law going. Burmese?
Okay.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, he's the architect of Northwoods, and he introduces Loose Change as a movie with, you know, carrying out terror attacks in the United States using war games to trick the people into a war with Cuba.
Well, see, that was my thing, was I thought, well, that was a great connection there to the Northwoods thing, was that, I guess, Bush, was he possibly, like, chief of staff, or was he working in the Nixon White House?
No, he did. He did work for Nixon. He then became ambassador to China under Nixon and then CIA director. Out of time. Tim in Michigan, or Missouri, last caller. Make it quick.
Yes, Alex. I was just calling. I wanted to touch on a quick point real quick about the schools and what goes on with the schools.
Go ahead.
How these children are just indoctrinated. You know, I think that we need to do something to combat maybe teaching government in grade school, something like that. But this is an issue I could discuss with you on a different time. I know you're...
Well, the schools are a lost cause. Get your children out of them. It's just their government training brainwashing centers. We have their internal documents. Jason Burmes?
Yeah, be attentive and inform parents. That's the best way to combat it.
Absolutely. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Thank you, Jason. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.